switching yard. Nighttime in the switching yard. Nighttime in the switching yard. Nighttime in the switching yard. Cut it out on my main line. Listen to the rhythm of the train go by. Cut it out on my main line. Listen to the rhythm of the train go by. Listen to the train whistle by. Listen to the train whistle by. The switching yard. Nighttime in the switching yard. Nighttime in the switching yard. Nighttime in the switching yard.
You made your daughter. You got what it takes to WMFO Medford. It's Mike on the mic here, and Bob Angel with me today as well. We're here till 1 p.m. today, everybody. We're sitting in for our friends, Something About the Women, so glad to have the extra time and really appreciate you guys listening. That was a hell of a good set. And by the way, that little slip up on there, that was nothing to do with Bob. That was on me. Sorry about that. And that was, I'll tell you about that in a second, but we just had a request for our friend Susan Button Lyons, the great Joe Bonamassa from Live at the Beacon Theater. That was Fire and Water. And
Paul Rogers doing the vocals.
Paul Rogers on vocals, yeah.
Susan Button Lyons, I have a feeling she's on Peaks Island. What a beautiful day to be on Peaks Island in Casco Bay this morning. Wow.
Beautiful, beautiful day.
Lucky lady.
And I was so excited to play Nighttime in a Switching Yard, and then I messed it up. But anyway, Warren Zevon was there. I'll make good on that sometime. And then Bob, I had a Thin Lizzy track.
Johnny the Fox meets Jimmy the Weed.
Yeah, I had never heard that before.
Well, that was one of my favorites when I was a youngster. And, you know, about 76, 77, I think that was a little more like 74. It was before I got out of high school that came out. So that was, great album. Johnny the Fox is the name of the album. And then we heard the single, Johnny the Fox meets Jimmy the Weed.
The Beatles were in there next, from the Beatles CD called Everybody's Got Something to Hide Except Me and My Monkey. And started off with some new noise. Fantastic work from Cheap Trick, everybody. Bang, Zoom, Crazy, Hello is the CD.
They should put them in the Hall of Fame.
I know it. No Direction Home was that one. Just freaking killer.
Right.
Absolutely killer.
Just kicks. I mean, they could have put that out 30 years ago.
I was just going to say 30 years ago. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. It's awesome. Anyway, hope you're enjoying. Thank you for the request. Really appreciate them. Keep sending them over. We'll play as many as we can for sure. Okay, so we're going to start a new set with some new noise. It's an artist called Declan McKenna that I know that Bob has some more information.
Well, yeah, he's 60. I just found this out. I've been listening to the song for quite a while now. Oh, well, not quite a while. It's just released. It's brand new. It hit alternative stations in January, and so, you know, it's just getting around to us older folks. 16 years old, and
crazy.
This song is about sports and bad things that happen in the organized sports. It's about Brazil, the team Brazil, and you know how they played so horribly, and it was all politics that created that situation. And this kid wrote a song about it.
All right,
a few singles out, and this is one of them. It's called Brazil.
All right, we're going to be back with that in just a second after this public service announcement at WMFO.
So, you know, I'm a dog, and I'm kind of new to this family, but I've noticed a trend. My humans do this thing where they go around and get all my toys and hide them in this basket, but it's always the same basket, and it's always the same place. And then they act so surprised when I find them. But I'm like, hello, that's where you put it last time. Humans are the worst at hide and go seek.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Okay, now here's Declan McKenna. It's Brazil, WMFO in Medford. Oh,
you gotta push a little button there, Bob.
It's mine.
You.
I thought you had it on your system. This is it. Declan McKenna. It's a beautiful song. Brazil, WMFO.
Thank you. everybody plays a beautiful game while I'm in Brazil. Cause it's all you've ever wanted, and it's all that you want still. Don't you wanna play the beautiful game out in Brazil? I wanna play the beautiful game while I'm in Brazil. Cause everybody plays a beautiful game out in Brazil. And all you ever wanted, and it's all that you want still. Don't you wanna play the beautiful game out in Brazil? Yeah. I heard it lives down a river somewhere. The six cars, acres, deep bed. He got eyes, but he can't see. Well, he talks like an angel, but he looks like
listening to the radio.
Tufts Freeform Radio, WMFO, Medford.
Ah, bravo!
It's WMFO right here in Medford, 11:32 in the morning on a beautiful Saturday morning here in the Massachusetts environs. Mike on the mic here with you till 1 p.m. along with Mr. Bob Angel. How you doing?
Oh, just awesome. This is
We're
so
playing
much
some
fun.
Crazy stuff. I know, it's just so much fun to do this. When you get people together, just love the tunes. You know, it's just too much. So that last one that ended the set was Jason and the Scorchers from the Still Standing CD, Golden Ball and Chain.
Yeah, great. Another band that was the greatest band on the planet for, you know, a week. They're a great band out of Nashville.
I think these days they'd say it was for a minute.
Probably. Yeah. But they were so great. And Warner Hodges, great guitarist. And they just never got the, they had the twang, which hurts people in the North, you know. they only listen to them in the South. And it's just one of those things. Great, great band, though. Loved it.
Yeah. And before that, just great power pop. Spinning Jennies from the full volume, the best of the Spinning Jennies. That was 3-1. You know, it's a long track, really, for a pop song, but it's one of those you just don't want to end. Just love that. Tim Clancy, glad you like that, too. And then we had a Bob request for the Tragically Hip, the Phantom Power CD that was called Poets.
Yeah, great song. Straight On from Heart. And then Declan McKenna started it off. Brazil, just a single from the 16-year-old, which I just found. I've been listening to that for a while, and it stunned me that he's only 16.
Makes me crazy.
Wrote a great song.
Yeah, he did. Okay, it's 11:34 in the morning. Hey, I appreciate all the interaction on Facebook and all the requests. If you want to, we do have some old technology. It's called a telephone.
Oh, okay.
If you want, you could call us, 617-627-3800. Once again, 617-627-3800. And if you want, we can put you on the air and you can tell us what you want to play and we can run around like maniacs and try and play it for you. Instant request kind of thing.
It's the best way to do it.
Sure. Again, 617-627-3800. Give it a shot, will you?
Yeah, please.
All right.
We want to hear from you.
Yeah, some new noise going on here to start the next set. Weezer has a new album, and of course they've called it the White Album. Played a couple of tracks from this one already, but this is a Bob request. Haven't played this one yet. This one is new from Weezer. It's called King of the World here at WMFO.
Divorce, 300 died in an airplane wreck. And you think of see the stylish kids in the riot, shoveled up like monks, set the night on fire, wombles bleed, truncheons and shields. You know I cherish you, my love. But there's a rumor spread nasty disease around town. You cut on the houses with your trousers down, a head rush, and in the bush. You know I cherish you, my love. Oh, how I cherish you, my love. Tell me what can you want, now you've got it all. I've seen is obscene, time will strip it away. A year and a day, I'll build bones, build bones, knows what I already know. It's eating, it's chewing me up. It's not right for young lungs. Keep me coughing up blood, and it's all in my hands. And it's all up the walls. Sod, stale chips are up, and the hope stakes are down. It's all these ignorant faces that bring this town down. And aside, it's uncle with pride. But I pass myself down on my knees. Yes, I pass myself down on my knees. Now tell me, what can you want? Now you've got it all. All the cedars have seen time will strip it away. A year and a day. I'm Bill Bones. Bill Bones knows what I mean. A fewer, more distressing sights than that of an Englishman in a baseball cap, and we'll die in the class we were born. Well, that's a class of our own, my love. A class of our own, my love.
I'm not afraid to die. Yeah.
Oh, you betcha. Yeah.
Kosher.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Can you be any more specific?
Yeah. You darn tootin'.
91.5 WMFO. Medford.
End of story.
WMFO Medford as a request for Michael Costa, Daddy-O. All Down the Line by the Stones. Thank you, Mike.
Daddy-O is awesome. You know, this is how much new music there is, because I listen to a lot of new music.
Yep.
And he also brought, the first time I heard the new Cheap Trick was,
right,
was
exactly.
Daddy-O.
Yep.
And between the two of us, I think we come up with, you know, some great new tunes with enough. There's just so much new music being released that it takes more than one person to get through it all.
Yep,
folks.
And I can tell you some good news, too. Daddy-O is going to be back here in that seat in 2 weeks on the 18th.
I'll be listening.
18th.
I always got to listen to Daddy-O,
sure. I'll be here, too, because I have to be.
Kate Bush was before that.
Yep.
Rubber Band Girl from the Red Shoes. Kate puts out an album every 15 years or so. And she did it for her first tour in like 30 years. Just last year. But her tour. she stays in London. She doesn't like to fly. She's afraid of flying, and she's kind of got stage fright. But she did a bunch of shows that were hugely successful.
It sounds like she picked the best vocation possible then with all
that. Well, I know. Yeah, but she sold out a whole week of, the Albert Hall. So she can do that.
Yep.
Libertines. Time for Heroes. Right.
Yep.
Dancing Out in Space, David Bowie from his penultimate album, The Next Day.
Meaning the second to...
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of people think it's the first. Penultimate is not the best. It's the second best.
Right. It's not ultimate. It's penultimate.
That's right.
It's the second to last. Okay. Yeah. And Weezer started us off. Brand new stuff. King of the World. The White Album.
Yeah. Where'd they get that from?
I wonder.
I don't know.
Great stuff.
So, New Noise, Michael Kiwanuka.
Oh, we want to go right into the next set? Great. Awesome. Yeah. Kiwanuka. I believe this is his second album. It's the second one I'm aware of. The last one came out about 3 or 4 years ago. This one is called Love and Hate. And the track is called One More Night. It's Michael Kiwanuka, WMFO.
Medford.
I'm going home to leave my worries in the graveyard.
No more.
give your home to me, my tribe. And I'll be bound for glory in the morning when I go away. Then the sun's gonna shine through the shadows when I go away. Ah, when I go away. When I go away.
When I go away.
When I go away.
I hear you knock,
knock three times.
MFO Medford.
I am the one who knocks.